So it's happened. That nightmare scenario where you don't get into your university. The thing that you really feared since you even knew that your exams were coming. So what do you do now? Is this the end of the road as you know it? Absolutely not. There is so much that you can do, and in this episode of the Dive Into Your Career podcast, you will find out how what feels like a phenomenal failure can turn into something incredibly positive for your future. Hard to believe, but trust me, it really can. Welcome to this episode of the Dive Into Your Career podcast. This is Dive Into Your Career, the podcast designed to help students like you take impactful steps towards your career goals. I'm Gina Visram, a qualified careers coach and consultant who is so proud to be your career's cheerleader. You are in the right place if you are a determined student or the proud supporter of one. Here, you will embrace career development in a unique spirit of fun, not fear. Let's dive in. Hey, lovely. My name is Gina Visram. I am from Your Career and Future, and you are listening to the Dive Into Your Career podcast. Today's episode is all about what happens if I don't meet my offers on results day. Now, one of the things that I want to let you know is that for anybody who has been through the UK system of a results day, there is a lot of empathy, sympathy, compassion, and camaraderie with you because we've all been there to varying degrees in terms of really recognizing what it is that you're going through in this moment. And if you are listening to this episode because either you know that you haven't secured your offers, or you are doing some diligent research to work out what you should do if you haven't, then I hope you're going to find it incredibly valuable. What I would love to tell you is that in my 12 plus years of working in student-facing roles where I've been supporting students on results days, I have really seen it all. I've seen the celebrations, which, as you can imagine, are incredibly heartwarming, but I've also seen the commiserations and those really heart-wrenching moments of when somebody realizes that the vision that they have for themselves won't necessarily happen in the way that they hoped it would, in a way that perhaps they even expected it would. And sometimes it's when we have these expectations, whether those are deliberate or whether these expectations have really crept up on us, that's what can really lead to massive amounts of disappointment when it appears that the journey that you're taking is going to be different to the one that you were expecting. So, with all of that in mind, I want to assure you in no uncertain terms that one of the most important things to do if you don't reach your offer on results day is to recognize that you are worthy and you are enough exactly as you are. And on a very important practical level, it's important that you recognize that not everybody runs the same race at the same time. And what I mean by that is that your university journey doesn't have to be you going at 18 straight after you have finished your sixth form. It might be that you take a gap year. It might be that you do something else, or it might be that you still go to university, but you go to a different one to the one that you're expecting. It's about that shift in expectations. It's about being kind to yourself and recognizing that while school and the school system has ultimately been very predictable, the kind of predictability element of your life's journey, dare I say, is kind of over in that, of course, there are some things that are still going to be predictable, but now you're at the stage where you are opening up to the big wide world and you are making more choices and having more options, and there isn't an expectation that everybody does everything at the same time. So, here are some of the things that are going to make your results day as good as it can be when you are dealing with the emotion and the grief and some sadness of not achieving the results that you wanted to be able to get into the institution or the opportunity that you were going for. So what I would say really is, and I'm going to reiterate this, please remember that it is about your journey and your life path, right? It is about the best thing for you. And that does not need to look like the best journey for anybody else. Your best buddy, your twin sister, I mean, whoever it is, your journey can and should be a different thing if that is the better option for you. So number one is really, really embrace you owning your own individual process. Number two, go into school to collect your results. Now, this is something that some years ago wouldn't even have needed to be said, but of course now you might get your results from your school by email. UCAS Track will update and let you know whether you've gotten into your choices or not. And it can feel that you can absolutely handle what you need to handle remotely. And yes, that is true. However, if you go into school, you are then literally in and among the support system that you have available to you. And I know you won't be going in with parents per se or anything like that, but they can be on the other end of a phone. You can be updating them. If you go into school, you have the option to access your teachers, to access your careers leaders, to access whoever it is that has been supporting you with your UCAS process along the way, right? You are there and you are able to communicate, and you can communicate multiple times during the day. Right? And I'll get into that when I talk about the process of clearing. So do go into school to collect your results. Do be part of that thing. It means that you are in a better position for the staff in your school to be there and poised and ready and doing all they can to support you. Now, number three, and I will probably stop counting this soon, but number three is all about another practical tip, which is to have your phone with you 100% charged before you go into school, and also to carry your charger. Be ready in that respect, because when you haven't met your offers on results day, one of the things that's really key is actually that you're going to be on the phone a lot. And for you, there may be a chance that, like many people of the age group who are finishing A-levels and B-techs and T-levels and IB at this time, is that often you might communicate via WhatsApp or all sorts of varying degrees, and you might not necessarily talk on the phone a lot. Like, I totally get that. However, results day is an exception to that. You can make the most of exploring other options when you get on the phone, have conversations, speak to other institutions. Again, I'll be talking to you a little bit more about that in a moment, but it's important that you have your phone ready for all of that. Now, one of the other things that's important is that you are ready to make some decisions and to take action. This is because that's going to be the best way to make sure that you are securing the opportunity that is right for you. So, you know, for the purposes of this particular episode, I am really going to be speaking to you if you are deciding that you want to still go to university, potentially, and still go this year, right? Because that's kind of a different process to if somebody decides that they want to go on to do an apprenticeship instead or any other worthy, really important options like that. So for anybody, it's really important that you recognize your own journey and you respect that, and you don't get in the habit of comparisonitis, right? That really, really unhelpful thing where you are comparing yourself against other people, and so-and-so's managed to achieve this and I haven't, and all of that. That is, I mean, maybe a little bit natural, but it's also your surefire way to feel really miserable in the whole thing and sort of stay in that emotion, as opposed to recognizing the grief of it, because it is a loss of a vision that you had for yourself, right? So you can recognize the grief of it, but you can also then recognize the opportunity of a new vision, right? Of creating a new vision for yourself. Now, I'm going to share an example with you that I've always remembered, which is of a young person that I worked with, and I was there on results day many years ago now. And this is one of these students who'd been really communicative with me, probably from when they were in like year 8 or so. And I would hear about desires to go into medicine and why that was such an interest. And for a person of that age, they really sort of knew their why quite solidly. This was the direction they really wanted to go in. They were taking the relevant steps in terms of extracurriculars and all of those sorts of things. And then on their GCSE results day, so it wasn't even an A-level results day, on their GCSE results day, they ended up with some really solid grades in the humanities, but some very disappointed grades in the sciences. And I remember looking at those results and thinking, oh no, like I know this person wants to go down the medicine route, the healthcare route even more widely if needed, but medicine is really what the focus was. And this is somebody that did come into school, so they did get to have a lot of opinions, right? From somebody to do with the sixth form, from some of their current teachers, from me, you know, they got to a point where I could see the disappointed face and I could see how pragmatic they were trying to be as well, how they were really trying to be like, okay, I need to make some decisions now. And the obvious advice was, well, you can take a completely different route and you can go down some of the many exciting routes that the humanities can take you. And those are so many exciting routes. Like I'm a humanities and sort of social sciences person myself. So that was some understandable advice. I remember at the time it was the really practical thing with the grades in question. But I remember really speaking to this student and exploring their whys again, exploring what they wanted to do again, and also exploring what the options were for, say, retakes and actually going to a college instead of going to the sixth form that they had hoped to go to and all of these things. And in the end, of course, the only person that can make the decision is you, right? The only person that can make this particular decision was the young person in question. And I remember them making what was probably the harder decision, which was to go to a different school, to go to a college, to redo some of those GCSEs, attempting to get the results that felt more reflective of their abilities and also their career interests. Now, years later, closer to now, I got the loveliest LinkedIn message from them, letting me know what they're up to at the moment. And lo and behold, that process actually worked for them. And I remember a discussion where we were saying how, you know, if you went down that road and you tried again, because of, in this case, purely because of the strength of conviction of the direction they wanted to go in, right? And I remember being like, you know, they said to me, and they were thinking, again, it's a self-reflective piece, which is probably one of the most important things here. I remember them saying to me, you know, if I go for the GCSEs again, if I take the year to improve them, to be able to then go on to do the A-levels that I want to do, to go on to the path that I want to go on, if I try it and I don't succeed, at least I'll know that I tried it again, and then I need to come to some decisions that are different to the ones I intended, right? But actually for me, I really want to give it a go. Now in this case for this student, it actually worked out for them. They ended up doing medicine at an incredible university, and I loved getting that LinkedIn message and seeing the update. But please know, I would have also been incredibly proud to have received something which said, you know, I tried it again, it didn't work out, and this is what I'm doing now, right? So all of this to say is that we have expectations for ourselves, of course we do, But it's also really important that you are kind to yourself and you recognize that things will invariably chop and change along the way, especially if we don't manage to meet the offer that we intended to meet. Like, one of my best friends in the world, right, ended up at the university that I went to, Warwick, because she didn't get into Oxford, which was her first choice, right? So in this case, Warwick was her insurance, I'm sure it was. So she didn't go through clearing, but she did navigate the disappointment of not going to Oxford, which is where she had really wanted to go, right? So I mentioned clearing just then, and this is where I'm going to kind of leave this for now, is I would like to assure you that there is a process called clearing through UCAS. I suspect you've heard about this. If you have any older siblings, if you have anybody in your life who's gone through this process, if you have a really good team in your school when it comes to your universities and career support, you have potentially heard about this. Clearing is really the process where universities and colleges fill their available places when students, for whatever reason it is, and in the case that we're talking about in today's episode, when you don't get the results that you want. But for your context, it's also relevant for students who have done late applications or students who decline their options for any other reasons, right? Even if they have met their firm choice, maybe their circumstances changed. So clearing is really the process where positions that are available, where spaces, sorry, that's probably a better word, which are available at universities are filled. And this is where the phone comes in, right? This is where the phone comes in, because what happens is, on the day that you get your results, you will find out whether you've gotten into your firm choice. If you have, oh my goodness, congratulations. This episode probably isn't for you unless you're listening to support a friend. And I love that about you, because you really need your friends at a time when you're feeling disappointed and your confidence is a bit shattered and all of those sorts of things. So talking to you about not securing your offer, one of the things to really know about clearing is that it is a tried and tested, very impressive process in which you can seek an alternative option for your studies. That is really what it is, right? So it is filling places in universities and colleges. And this is really common. This has been going on for many, many years. And if you still want to go to university this year, you need to make sure you have your documents ready. So you need to have your UCAS number, you need to have your clearing number. Please don't stress out if you were listening to this sort of before you have your results, like in real time, because you only get a clearing number if you need a clearing number, basically. That makes sense, right? You only get a clearing number if you haven't met your results and you are therefore not offered the place or the places that you wanted. So then you will automatically have a clearing number. Or if you are declining a place, be it confirmed or insurance, and when you do the decline my place process, then you get a clearing number, right? So that's what you need. And also, of course, you need your results, which you will have. And that is really what I wanted to share with you. I wanted to let you know that there are tried and tested ways of getting through this disappointment of not getting into your desired course and or your desired university. I want you to know that it is absolutely okay and natural and understandable to be sad about that. Or mad about that. Here's the thing. You might be looking at yourself and being like, oh, I could have studied more. I could have done this better. And if you're feeling that way, then see that as all part of your self-reflection, right? Don't see it as part of your process in which you are further shaking your own confidence, right? See it as part of that journey that we're all on in our life, through our lives, of being more discerning and working out what we're doing well and what we're doing better. So see that as a learning curve, but know that you have power in this moment. Maybe that's what one of my final messages needs to be for you today, is that you have power in this moment. You might feel powerless. You might feel incredibly disappointed. But you, my lovely, have some real power here. So do some research, right? Get on your laptop, be on your phone, look up the courses that are available at a variety of universities. There are some exciting courses out there that are available through Clearing. So look up some of those, look up the university and why you might want to go there. Now that's a really big tip for you, because while you don't need to spend hours and hours of research, when you get on the phone and you're speaking to somebody on a Clearing hotline, or maybe you'll end up being put through to somebody who's in an admissions department for a university, they're going to want to know why you're interested in their university or in, you know, interested in their department and what it is that they're teaching. And if this isn't a university that was on your initial list in terms of interests, then you need to have something substantial to say to them, right? In terms of why it is that you want to go there. And again, you're not spinning a yarn about, well, this is the university I've been wanting to go to since I was 7. Like, no, you're going to them through Clearing because your original plans didn't actually work out this time. So what you're then doing is really taking control of what your options are and then doing some research. And you were speaking to people and you were saying to them, well, you know, the reason why I'm interested in this biomedical sciences course, or the reason why I'm interested in this marketing and entrepreneurship course is, and why I'm interested in the course at your university is, I have noticed that you have great pastoral care when it comes to this, or I have seen that you have a brilliant hockey, soccer, chocolate lovers club, like whatever it is. And so, you know, things that you can look up at the time in the moment and see that's cool about the university, right? So really do recognize that you have some power here in a situation which can feel really, really disappointing. And the support that you surround yourself with is what is really going to help you get through this and, you know, embrace a new vision, right? Embrace a new vision. That is ultimately what we're talking about here. So I really hope that that helped. And maybe, maybe my final thought, I don't know, I could talk about this forever, but I won't, because, you know, you've got things to do, perhaps even to do with Clearing. One practical thing to mention is that you can have all of these conversations from the morning, right? You might be at school from 8 o'clock in the morning, potentially dependent on what your school does. However, you can only really officially add your Clearing options on the system from 1 o'clock. But you can get verbal confirmation and agreement from universities sort of from the morning, right? So it's what gives you a little bit of time and a little bit of breathing space to actually think on what would otherwise, what is anyway a potentially frantic day. And please check out the UCAS website, or if the UCAS website is temporarily down, that has been known to happen at times, then, you know, feel free to sort of check out their YouTube channel and things like that in relation to some of the nuts and bolts of what it is that you need to do through Clearing, because I'm speaking to you as if your school is going to know exactly what it is that's going on. Your sixth form is going to know exactly what it is that's going on. And many will, which is fantastic, but maybe some don't. Maybe you don't feel as supported as you and I think that you should be at your school. So do also know that there are resources elsewhere, right, available. Like, I was just involved in a webinar with Youth Employment UK, for example, about preparing for results day. So there are loads of additional resources, but I'm hoping that your school is doing their thing well and you're going to get some good support there as well. On this journey that is life, we take so many twists and turns. There are rarely linear routes. As Sarah Ellis and Helen Tupper talk about in their book, Squiggly Careers, our careers and our journey are indeed squiggly, right? It's not a clear ladder. It's not a clear step necessarily, and all of those things. So most people that you speak to, when they are looking back and they're telling you about their journey to get where they are, you know, sometimes what they did at university ends up having nothing to do with what they do in their career. But I recognize that for you at this moment, this is the most important thing. But I don't want you to think that what happens in this moment has to affect the rest of your life forever, because there are plenty of twists and turns and pivots and all sorts of things moving forward also. But let's focus on now. Let's focus on today, whatever the today is that you're listening to this. And know that you can create an alternative and different and exciting vision for yourself, even if you don't achieve the grades that you want to achieve, even if you have missed your offers. And you have an extra cheerleader cheering you on, because I am absolutely here doing just that. Okay, take care of yourselves. Please feel free to get in touch with me via socials or gina@yourcareerandfuture.com, or anyway, if you think that I can signpost you in a direction that will be helpful. But I'm really hoping that in talking about this with you, it feels a bit less overwhelming, it feels more doable. And you know that there are just so many thousands and thousands of people, pre-pandemic and post-pandemic, right? I don't want you to think that because there's been a pandemic and there are all of these headlines in the paper that it's going to be different for your year. I mean, we've got to get past all of these things that the media are sharing about, you know, the grade boundaries are going to be lower and this, that, and the other. Like, this is your journey, your path, and you're dealing with the information that you have to hand, right? Then you will be so proud of yourself when you're on the other side of this. You have embraced a journey and you will hopefully make the most of that. I am Gina Vistrom. You are listening to the Dive Into Your Career podcast. Today we've been talking about what to do if your results are not as you had hoped. And I hope you feel really empowered to take your next steps. Really excited for you. All the best. Catch up on another episode soon. Bye. Thank you for listening today. To keep up to date with Dive Into Your Career, leave your details on bit.ly/diveintothelist. See you soon.